Mr. Chairman, dear colleagues, I'm very pleased to be here to present you our digitization initiative called Southeastern Initiative in Digitization, or SEDI for short. Let me thank the organizers for their kind invitation. This is the overview of my talk, or rather, it was the overview of my talk, since last night I was asked to be a little bit shorter. And also, Mr. Chairman promised me to come to Belgrade this year to see personally everything. So I, of course, I accept his proposal. And as a mathematician, I will try to be less formal, but to prove my conclusion, the last thing in my talk, with some pictures and examples. A few words about SEDI. SEDI is an international effort to develop awareness about digitization of cultural and scientific heritage in the region of Southeastern Europe, and also to bring together people from culture, from research institutions, from IT, and all the other interested in digitalization. SEDI is somehow personally based, and it is a kind of network. Here you can see the SEDI region in blue. There are 13 countries in the region. The region is very interesting and dynamic. There are many differences and many similarities in the region, with some very big countries, some rich countries. There are also some countries that are not so rich and not so big. The next slide shows country statistics of the region. You can see that there is almost 200 million of people, and more than 2.5 million of square kilometers in the region, so it is quite comparable with European Union, but national income is not so high. With the exception of Greece and Cyprus, it is rather low. However, the region is extremely rich with cultural heritage, and I will show you some examples to illustrate that. Lepenski Vir is an important archaeological site, more than 7,000 years old. It is located in the central Balkan and well known for its sculptures found at the Danube riverbank. Heritage of Turkey is enormous, and I show just two pictures of Cappadocia and Nemrut. Bulgaria is well known for its Thracian golden artifacts, and you can see a funeral golden mask, more than 2,500 years old. In Macedonia, there is the ancient city of Stobi with well-known mosaics, and also some important monasteries, for example, Sveti Naum near the city of Ohrid. At the Adriatic coast, in Croatia, you can find the palace of the Imperator Diocletian, Roman Imperator, and also Dubrovnik. From Romania, you can see the picture of the old town of Sibiu, which I think will be the cultural capital of the Europe next year, and also an example of modern art. Mostar Bridge and Baščarši are almost synonyms for Bosnia and Herzegovina. And just to remind you that there is also a scientific heritage in the region, I would like to mention the Museum of Nikola Tesla in Belgrade. It's a hive, contains very important collection of pictures, manuscripts, scientific documentation, which is on the UNESCO World Heritage List. SEDI has, let me say, good cooperation with a number of projects and centers from European Union, for example, from Italy, Czech Republic, Denmark, Ireland, Iceland, etc. Well, let me mention a few milestones in the SEDA history. The idea of regional cooperation came from the contacts between mathematicians from Sofia and Belgrade. And after a workshop held in 2003 in Bulgaria, so-called Borovets Declaration was formulated. It was based on the acceptance that researchers and institutions from the region share similar problems and very similar heritage, and that the knowledge of every single institution should not stay isolated, so that it is of great importance to improve communication and dissemination of this specific knowledge, also having in mind the experiences of the colleagues from abroad. I said that here you can see a few pictures from Borovets. I said that SED is somehow personally based, so let me introduce you some colleagues that was involved or that are involved in SED from the very beginning. Michal Mac Aerhini from Ireland, a mathematician, a philosopher of science and digitization. Then Matthew Driscoll, a very important member of Text Encoding Initiative. Nikola Imkonomov and Milena Dobreva from Sofia. And my colleague Žarko Mijailović from Belgrade. Then started the history of SEDI. It was established by participants at an international conference in Belgrade held in 2004. After a round table dedicated to future cooperation in the region. SEDI was defined as an open forum with the goal to contribute to spreading interdisciplinary information about digitization from the region and also from European Union. As the measures to implement SEDI, conferences and workshops, a journal and a mailing list was proposed. That round table was held in Viminacium, a Roman city and an archaeological site in Belgrade. You can see some pictures from there. And also some new colleagues joined our SEDI team. Giuliana De Francesco, maybe some of you know her. And also Adolf Knoll from National Library of Czech Republic, who proposed the name of the initiative. The next conference was held in Ohrid, in Macedonia, in 2005. And you can see that from the pictures that the conferences, our conferences are very dynamic and demand of a lot of different skills. Earlier this year, a conference was held in Sofia in Bulgaria. The SEDI statute was proposed there, and also the first executive board was elected. The board consists of my colleagues, Boris Badurina from Croatia, then a challenge for translators, Dženana Alađuz from Bosnia and Herzegovina, Anka Rapeanu from Romania, Žarko Mihajlović, Serbia, Smile Markovski, Macedonia, Nikola Ikonomov, Bulgaria, and Umit Atabek from Turkey. Also, the journal review of the National Center for Digitization with the suffix SEDI Communication was proposed as the official journal of our initiative. The journal is freely accessible at the address you can see at the slide, and I invite you to visit that presentation to look at the papers. Also, if you are interested, to send us your papers to be published in the journal. The next few slides are related to some projects, and I will skip them, but I believe that the presentation will be available at the website of the this conference, so people can use the addresses given there to see the projects. I can say that there are many different projects, from very small ones to some very big projects, but if you are interested, you can see them. Well, just a few slides. Just a few slides, yes, if I may. It's okay? Yes. Well, as a summary of the current situation in the SEDE region, I can say that there are some good things. There exist some good experiences with active dissemination. Some national and international professional bodies were established. Regional cooperation is very realistic, and we have some good contacts with projects, experts, and bodies from European Union. On the other hand, the bad things is that generally there is no systematic governmental involvement in digitization initiatives, which means that we have lack of national strategies, that there are no governmental programs, and we have strong dependencies on external funding. As a result, cultural and civic heritage collections are not widely accessible in the electronic form. As a possible answer to the questions what to do now, I can say that we should follow the EC priorities expressed, for example, in Lund principles to establish a stronger cooperation with EU, then to involve our responsible governmental bodies, cultural institutions and research institutions in the corresponding projects, and to continue with the regional cooperation. I'm sure that SEDE countries will benefit from such a cooperation, which will result in development of European view on policies and programs, and also in making available digital collections of our heritage. And also I believe that the other side in this cooperation, in this case European Union, also can benefit from that cooperation. Thank you very much for your attention.